This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
Still at the solo artist, duo, trio. What are four people in a group?
What's a quartet. Called?
Quartet. Tons of them. I'll do the easy one. Beatles.
The Who.
Who has, four, you're right.
Yeah, don't play.
People keep dying.
Don't play. Don't start.
They keep dying.
Class is in.
Hey, it's the Rock School Radio Show on the Rock School Radio Network, speaking through Rock School Radio microphones with the Rock School Radio hosts. My name is Joe Burns. Who are you?
Rock School Radio Chad P.
That's right, putting on the Rock School Radio Show.
I really like the way it rolls
it
off
does.
The tongue like that.
It comes right out of the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to do a radio show.
Okay.
And we're going to do something interesting today. We have done numerous shows that dealt with, I don't know what you call them, parlor games, musical games, things you can do with your friends
mm-hmm.
when things get boring. And it's the time of year that parties occur. And,
oh, it is?
Yes, yes. Things can get boring out there. So I'm going to offer up a game that we used to play all the time in radio.
What if you don't have a parlor? How can you play a parlor game without a parlor?
I think a parlor at one point in time meant bathroom.
Bathroom,
so
okay.
So get everybody into the john.
Into the bathroom.
Everybody in here. There's one seat. So
sure.
Find somebody, put the lid down,
mm-hmm.
and find a seat. Here's the situation.
Okay.
Here's what you do.
What do you
and
do?
As with most of these games, you need a bunch of people. Just one person going back and forth with another person, this doesn't work very well. It'll work,
uh-huh.
but it works better when you have a large group of people.
Mm-hmm.
What you do is begin with a solo artist.
One person.
Everybody goes around.
Names a solo artist.
Right. Then the question is, what's the name of a group that has two people?
Well, that's
don't say it.
Oh, I can't
and then
it.
A group with three people, a group with four people. You go around and you name, everybody names a group with two people.
Okay.
And then you, what's the name with three people? And you go all the way around and everybody names with three.
Right.
Okay. Four is okay. Five is okay. Then you hit six.
Well, yeah, you do.
Then you hit seven. Hit eight.
Oh, I can't.
Then you hit nine.
Okay, stop.
And you have to come up with these names and you just keep, people keep dropping out as it goes on. So I can already tell the audience, you know where the game's going.
Sure.
At the beginning of it, there's nothing to it.
Right.
Name some solo artists here. I'll start. Phil Collins. Wow, you're dead. You're dead already? Are you serious?
No.
Ringo Starr, Pat Benatar, James Taylor, Jeff Beck, Rod Stewart.
Sting!
Jim Croce, Sting, Kenny Rogers, Lady Gaga, Little Richard, Otis Redding. I mean, any one of these would work. And everybody at the beginning of the game feels really brilliant. And anyone can play the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Solo artists. So we'll play Stevie Ray Vaughan for our solo artist. And when we come back, think, audience, what do you call a group with two people in it?
What's up?
All right,
I won't.
House is a rockin'. Don't bother knocking. Rock school.
For the record, I wasn't dead.
Okay.
I wasn't dead.
You'd have been knocked out of the game right on the first try.
First of all, I don't want to play your stupid game.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I was pausing.
If you're at my party, you would play my game.
I was pausing for radio dramatical purposes.
Dramatical purposes?
Right. I can name off solo artists.
Can you really?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's move up to two people.
Can I say it now?
What?
What a two-person artist.
Two-person band is?
Yeah.
Okay, shoot.
A duo.
And
right.
they sing a...
duet.
There you go. Very good. All right.
Know
so
that.
Go ahead. Name some people who are some bands that are duos.
The White Stripes.
They're very good for you. Chad and Jeremy. Can you do another one?
Yeah, Simon and Garfunkel.
Good for you. Hall & Oates.
Well, I was going to say Hall & Oates.
Well, I'll do another one.
What?
Kid and Play. How about that?
Criss Cross.
Right. Criss Cross.
There
that's
were two
right.
of those.
Jump, jump. There you go. Sam and Dave.
Uh-huh.
Wendy and Lisa. Wham. Who can forget Wham?
Wham was two?
Yeah, it was George Michael and that other guy.
Ah, I didn't know that, yeah.
Zagger and Evans.
Uh-huh.
Roxette was another one. And then you get into the fight. This is where it gets fun because I'm going to play Steely Dan.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
someone's
yeah, yeah,
going
yeah.
to say, no, no, no. Steely Dan began as a band which had five people in it. And it then turned into the two people of Becker and Fagan.
But see, at that point you say, shut up, it's my game.
That's right. And I have great cash and prizes. And at the end of it, if you're the last person standing, pick up the keys to your new Buick.
Uh-huh.
So here you go. Peg, you will come back to me representing the duos. I know what you're doing. I know you want to hear this song, Peg, but I know what you're doing. I got a trio. I got a.
I you're got already four thinking
people.
Ahead.
Just sit back and enjoy the song. All right? We'll get there. We got an hour. We got an hour to kill. Let's be honest. This is a good party. You know, later on, other things will happen. But right now, we're worried about this. Here's Peg. Rock School. This is Rock School, as we talk about a game that I used to like to play when I was in radio. You got to get a bunch of people. Start with a solo artist and then start moving your way up. Two people, three people in a band, four people all the way up. So mm-hmm. there was our Steely Dan for our duos who sing a duet.
You know what sucks?
What?
Whenever you're wanting to sing.
Vacuum and cleaner,
yeah,
I
right.
assume.
Shut
yeah,
up.
Go ahead.
When you have someone that says, hey, let's do a duet.
Yeah.
You really don't want to do a duet.
No, I don't. I know I don't because I have a better voice. Now, how many people are in a band with three? It's called a?
Trio.
A trio. And they sing a triette.
That's right.
Yeah, they do. No, they don't.
They
I just
don't?
Made that up. No, they don't sing a triette.
How do you know?
I don't, because I don't know.
You
I
are
actually
right.
don't know.
Thank you.
Does that mean that people are, there are four people in a band? Does that mean there are a quarto and they sing a quartet?
Hey, I didn't
Does
make that... the rules, dude, okay?
Okay. So trio here. Can you do any bands that are trios?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Blink 182.
Lovely.
Green Day.
Yes.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
And Young.
And Young. Whatever. What's the other guy?
I don't know.
Hold on. I'm coming up with it.
The
Genesis.
Jam. Genesis. Good for you.
The James Gang.
Yes. Good for you. You're killing them. Cream.
Cream.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Sure.
Stray Cats.
The one I was thinking of. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Good for you. Police.
Mm-hmm.
What else do I have here? Government Mule.
Mm-hmm.
Hughes Corporation.
Yep.
They were just the singers, though. They had a full band behind them as well. Motorhead. The Jam.
Yep.
Nirvana. Yep.
That's right.
King's X. Los Lonely Boys. Them Crooked Vultures. And from out of our own lovely little state of New Orleans, Zebra.
That's right.
So a bunch of threes. Now, there's more than that, but
oh, yeah.
you simply move your way around the circle,
mm-hmm.
and the moment somebody can't come up with a band,
right.
they're done.
See, and the more people that you have, the more opportunity there is for your answer to get taken.
Sure.
And what really is going to be bad for you is if the guy's standing right next to you. You've got it in your brain.
Right.
It's on the tip of your tongue. You're ready to spit it out. And then he says it.
And
then
that,
you have
yeah.
a millisecond to hurry up and think of another one.
Yeah, because you come up with a time frame. You
uh-huh.
know, you got 5 seconds to come up
sure.
with your answer. Because you can't sit there and go, wait, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. You know who's better than Ezra?
No.
These guys. King of New Orleans. Rock School. All right, we need one more to get us to our first break, and we're still in the easy section of this game. We're still at the solo artist, duo, trio. What are four people in a group?
What's a quartet.
Called? Quartet.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of them. I'll do the easy one. Beatles.
The Who.
Who has, yeah, four. You're right.
Yeah, don't
no,
play.
People keep dying.
Don't
That's
play. Don't start.
They keep dying.
Go ahead. Throw another one there. Come on.
Van Halen.
The Stones.
You're right, because they lost their bassist, Bill Wyman. Sabbath. Black Sabbath.
Led Zeppelin.
Jet.
Metallica.
Vanilla Fudge.
Vanilla fudge.
Vanilla fudge.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that's
right.
Yeah.
I'll do another. Ramones. How about that one?
That's fine.
Yeah, Ramones.
Mm-hmm.
You could just
Kiss!
Go crazy. Creed.
Creed? Yeah. Really? You want to play Creed?
I don't want
That's
to
what
play
you
Creed.
Got?
I have to play Creed. A guy gave me a big bag of money. I'm not going to play Creed.
Okay, Stone Temple Pilots.
Black Eyed Peas.
Wow.
I told you. I'm going to come out of left field.
Talking
with
about
you.
Jumping from one spectrum to the other.
There you are. Slayer.
Mm-hmm.
How about that
That's
one?
That's fine.
And you start to get into all of this stuff because technically you could throw in Nirvana to this. I know they're a trio, but don't they perform with four people? Don't they bring a guitarist on stage with them?
At present time, no.
Well, of course not now. But
no,
see,
I understand.
Now you
get into
that fight. Ecstasy.
See,
ecstasy, because you get into that fight.
What happens is it's good when those fights come along because you sit there and go, okay, they're fighting. Think.
No, see, I want the fight.
Uh-huh.
I want the physical fight. You
right.
want other people to fight so you can think.
Sure, I just want to be able to move on to the next round. You fight all you want.
You
want to
play one?
Yes.
This song is brought to you in living color. It's a call to personality.
I love this song!
I know you do. Rock School.
Oh, thank you so much for playing that.
Oh, the In Living Color?
Well, that's one of my number one pick-me-up songs. You know, I if you don't know, for
a
those of you
song.
Who listen to the show, I have an incredibly large commute to get to work from my home.
Nearly
an hour.
Yeah.
And on some mornings, the coffee just isn't getting the job done.
Yeah, coffee song.
So I'll throw in Cult and
boom. Woo, wake you right up.
Nice stuff.
Love the good stuff. Hey, we got to take our break quick because I want to get into the five people groups right after this. Aerosmith being one of them.
Oh, you know it's
your
coming.
Favorite group.
You know
I'm sorry,
coming.
We won't be playing it. So, hello, Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain. You run the radio show. You're good people.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana, where they don't step on one another.
I'm sorry.
And they are the home of the world's only 32-piece band.
Right. Even though I found some bands that had 40 people. As a matter of fact, the Moody Blues used to actually perform with entire choruses behind them.
And why are you doing it? You know that every week we do a joke about Shreveport.
Oh, that's right.
This is not a time for you to show off your intelligence.
I'm sure.
Are we still on?
We are.
Oh.
Get us on Facebook. Sure, it's Rock School Radio Show. All of a sudden, I was Ed Sullivan there for a second. And like us, you really like us. Back in a minute, Rock School. All right, coming out of the break, we are at the group with five
Aerosmith.
Members in it. Aerosmith. What do you call a group with five members in it? You know?
Aerosmith.
Yeah, that's right. But what is the technical term? The Aerosmith. That's right. They are so popular, the
okay,
Aerosmith.
Is it a quintet?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
A quintet. Good for you.
And you know Aerosmith? Who's a quintet?
Aerosmith?
Yes.
AC/DC is as well.
Collective My Chemical
Soul.
Romance.
That's good. Good for you. Go-Go's.
Twisted Sister!
That's right.
Schneider.
Twisted Sister, man, you're giving me heck.
Shut up, you got Creed. You did Creed.
How about this one? Frankie Goes to Hollywood. How about that? How about that out of the clear blue sky, smart guy? Uriah Heep, one of my favorites.
Uh-huh.
Uriah Heep.
Yeah.
Got another one?
No, I don't have any
Velvet
more.
Revolver. How about that? I'll just give you another one here.
Yeah.
Spooky Tooth is another one.
Spooky Tooth?
Yeah, Ugly Kid Joe. MC5, Survivor. They got the Eye of the Tiger. That's right, they do.
Spooky Tooth.
Act Act.
Huh?
AC/DC, Act Act.
You said them already.
April Wine. Did I really?
Yeah.
Halloween. And the one we're going to play. How about this one?
Ooh.
The Cars.
Oh.
My best friend's girl. This will get us to the bottom of the hour. Right here, Rock School.
Spooky Tooth.
Always dancing down the street with this way.
Bottom of the hour, just finished up our quintet. We'll start with six right after we do this. It is 7 days and 70 seconds. These dates, January 23rd all the way through January 29th, something that happened on all of those dates. I believe Chad has Monday. Do it.
I don't. I gotcha.
Oh,
January 23rd, 1978, Terry Kath of the band Chicago died after accidentally shooting himself in the head with a pistol that he didn't know was loaded. He was only 32.
That's right. January 24th, 1969, Jethro Tull plays their first U.S. concert as an opening act for
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, man.
January 25th, 1980, Sir Paul McCartney was released from his Tokyo cell after 9 days. He was held there after trying to carry a half a pound of marijuana through the Tokyo airport.
A half a pound.
A half a pound.
Yeah, let's go with a half a pound. No one will ever find that. January 26, 1999, the NTSB, National Transportation Safety Board, releases a report that concluded why John Denver's plane crashed into the sea. Apparently, he ran out of fuel in his main tank and was trying to make a switch to move to the backup tank. And while he was doing that, he put his plane into a roll and crashed into the sea. That was the reason.
January 27th, 1958, Little Richard enters Oakwood College in Huntsville, Alabama, after announcing he was giving up rock and roll to serve the Lord.
There you go. January 28th, 1990, Aaron Neville sings the national anthem at Super Bowl 24.
That's right, because it was in New Orleans.
Yeah, I would assume. Mm-hmm. January 29th, 1969, the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour debuts on CBS television.
Why did you say it like that?
Because that's the way he used to start them all. Ha! I'm Glenn Campbell! I'm serious. He had his guitar. Oh, I remember watching it distinctly. My mom loved him. I mean, loved him. He had his guitar slung a little bit low because they didn't have lavalier microphones back then. They didn't have little tiny microphones.
Sure.
So he had this big bulky microphone, this big silver mic with the big, you know, ball thing on top.
Yeah, it looks like the ring announer's mic.
You got it. And it would, he had this metal sort of hoop around his neck, which sat against his chest and held the microphone out. So the guitar was slung a little bit low, and there was this big, giant ball microphone resting on his chest, pointing up towards his face.
So that everyone could hear him loud and clear when he said...
What would happen is the camera would pan across the audience, and there he would be on one of the middle steps.
Yeah.
Ha! I'm Glenn Campbell! And he would launch into, I don't know, you know, Rhinestone Cowboy. And it was one of these, you know, tonight's guests, what have you, Tim Conway. What's a Tim Conway? About 137 pounds. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Bang! Yeah.
I'm going to look it up on YouTube.
I'm serious.
Because I got a feeling that your impression is dead on.
I'll bet it is. Let's move on. Sextet. That is six people in a band.
Yeah.
Can you come up with any bands that have six people?
The Allman Brothers.
Good for you.
Don't
How about Jefferson Airplane?
Oh, now I got to do another one.
Jefferson, I'll do another. King Crimson.
Wait, there's an 80s band. One of them 80s hair bands.
Go ahead.
White Snake.
Here I go again on my own. Cradle of Filth, which is a real big heavy band from Great Britain. The original Foreigner had six, though they got rid of two and became Foreigner 4. Procol Harum had it. And this one, I'll give you what you need. It's In Excess right here, Rock School. All right, continuing on with our little game here Rock
look
School.
Look about your game. I think that I got some emails I got to bang out, so I may not be able to participate anymore.
You've probably been knocked out at this point anyway.
Don't tell me I've been knocked out. Come on, bring it on. I'll play your stupid little game.
Start with a solo artist, and then you just keep going around the room. Duos, trios, quartets, quintets, sextets. That's with six people. Mm-hmm. Now we're to seven in a group.
I know what that is.
What is it called?
Septet.
Septet. You're right. S-E-P-T-E-T.
Yep.
Can you do any bands that have seven members in the group?
I bet you think I can't, huh?
You probably can because one of your favorite groups actually has seven in it, and I
bet
you can
Ready for it? Here it comes.
Go ahead.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yes, sir. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Don't ask me to do any more.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I had to start looking up at this point.
Yeah.
I was doing off the top of my head, and I'm just clicking away on the keyboard. Oh, da, 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 da. I'm a killer at this. I'm dead in the water. You know. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds have seven. Counting Crows have seven. Mm-hmm. Dropkick Murphys have seven. And the one we're going to play is ELO. Now, somebody's going to go, no. ELO has nine. Well, 7 in the band, 9 when they perform.
That's fine. Y'all see, fight while I think.
That's right, and fight away. So fight with me if you want, but I've got ELO under 7. It's well, the last train to London. What's that?
Didn't Spooky Tooth have 7
Shut
at one point?
Shut up. Make fun of me on Spooky Tooth,
just
if
asking.
You will. I'm gonna prove to you who Spooky Tooth is. ELO, Last Train to London. Rock School. All right, time for a second break here on Rock School. We're going to do it quick because I got 8, 9, and 10 to go. I'll tell you what the numbers are past 10 as well, but we got 8, 9, and 10 to go. So, hello, KLSU. Thanks for running the radio show.
As well as WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin.
All right, so get us on Facebook. Make sure you search Rock School Radio Show, and we'll be back in just a minute with people who have 8 in the band.
Rock I know School. One.
Oh, I know you do. All right, coming out of the break, we are now with groups that have 8 in it.
And
what is the name of a group that has 8?
Guns N' Roses.
Yes, but what is the name of a group that has 8?
Guns N'
I got
octet.
It.
An octet.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. Okay, mm-hmm. And the current
the
Guns N' Roses.
The current lineup of Guns N' Roses. That's right. And people
That's
will
right.
probably look at you kind of strange. Go look it up. I'm telling you.
That's right. And you can yell back at me from the other room.
You're right.
That's right.
They do. They have 8. There's some DJ. I can't remember his name, but they call him DJ something,
yeah.
And he's listed as an official member of Guns N' Roses.
Oh, no
therefore
kidding.
Making the 8th member.
There you go.
Look
Mighty
it up.
Mighty Boss Tones, Wu-Tang Clan, Pogues, Jaggerez, Chicago, and the one we're going to play, Cherry Pop and Daddies. Any one of those will do it. I'm sure there are other ones, but in just the short amount of research time that I had, ta-da!
Those keep you in the game.
There you go. Cherry Pop and Daddies. It's a Ding Dong Daddy of the D-Car line right here. Rock School. All right, coming up, we're now at 9. Now, see, now the game starts to get rough and people fall out.
Yeah.
I only found 3 groups
well, I'm standing
that
at
have
the wall
9.
Right now.
Is anything written on the wall? I love when students take a test and they stare at the wall as if it's there, or the ceiling, as if it's going to magically appear like a Harry Potter movie.
Good.
I got 3.
I got nothing.
None?
I don't even know what it's called. What's the name of a 9-piece group?
Nontet.
A non-tet?
Nontet. N-O-N-T-E-T.
Okay.
Arcade Fire.
All right.
Slipknot.
Huh.
And Earth, Wind, and Fire.
And Water.
Not, well, no, there's no water in there. That would be 10. Yeah, but Earth, Wind, and Fire. Got to get you into my life. So if there's only 3 that I can find, so if you got 5 people left in the game at this point, 2 of them don't get a chair when the music stops. So I got to get you into my life. Here you go. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Rock School. Okay, last break on Rock School, and we only have about a minute to talk.
That's okay. I'm not going to say anything.
I only found 2 that had 10 in it.
Okay.
One is Blazing Squad.
Who's Blazing Squad?
Again, I don't know who Blazing Squad is.
Okay.
The other one you'll know. Any idea what the name of a band is that has 10 people in it?
No.
Dectet.
That would make
D-E-C-T-E-T.
Sense.
D-E-C-T-E-T. Dectet.
Okay. Who is it?
Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. Ready?
Oh.
Bruce Springsteen, Roy Britton, Clarence Clemens, or his replacement, Niels Lofgren, Patti Scalfia, Gary Talent, Stephen Van Zandt, little Stephen, Max Weinberg, 8. And backup singers Susie Terrell and Charles Giordano. 10. Ta-da! 10.
Yay!
There you go. Now, if you have 11, you have an Undektet, and I found one called Emmanuel and the Fear.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a 12-person band, you have a Duodektet. And if you have 13, you have a Tredektet. Past that, there is no name. It simply becomes an ensemble.
Now, okay.
If you get to Duo and Tredektet, you can say Parliament Funkadelic.
Okay.
Because when they went in to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in May of 1997, 16 members mm-hmm. went in. It's the largest band ever to go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
So at some point in time, they probably had 12 or 13 people on stage.
Somebody at some point would probably try to mention the Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Nope.
Or the
21.
21 in there?
21.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
That I don't know.
Me neither.
Because I looked them both up. But Brian Setzer, 21. So for the Dektet, 10, here's Bruce Springsteen. And we're going to have him go do the glory days, and we're going to wrap the whole thing up. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Play the game. Class is dismissed. Yeah.